Hey, what is up, everyone? My name is Tommy. I am the Entrepreneur Dad, and I am going to be talking about creating a podcast. Now, for those of you that have never tried it, I would have to say, until I started this, I didn't realize just how much work went into it, and I have so much respect for the people that run a normal podcast on a weekly or daily basis. Just doing weekly would be enough for me, and trying to keep up with a daily podcast, especially when you're putting out, an hour of content a day, that takes a ton of work. Just doing these little clips like I'm doing and putting them together to create my podcast, that right there is a lot more difficult than I expected. The first issue that I run into is I have an idea of what I want to talk about, but then once I hit record and I start trying to talk about it, I start losing my train of thought and I start talking myself into a circle, and I don't really realize where I'm going with my own conversation until I talk myself into a corner and I'm so far off track that I'm not even following the same train of thought that I started with. What I really need to be doing is writing down bullet points, notes, what I want to hit on prior to hitting the record button. The second thing that I often run into is I am not a natural public speaker. And this is kind of funny to me because in high school, I was in theater. I played sports. I loved sports, but I also did the theater plays. And I did some improv where I was part of an improv comedy troupe. And we'd go around and people would give us, words and phrases, and we'd create comedy sketches on the spot. And I had no problem doing that. But when it comes to speaking, specifically when I know I'm being recorded, I stumble over my words often. I mispronounce words. As I get nervous, I start talking in a circle and I start rambling, and that's just what I do. And one of the main issues I run into is I start, I start stuttering a little bit here and there, and I start mispronouncing words. And that's just, that's just me. It's me being nervous, and that's what happens. And the only way to get around that is to, one, practice ahead of time. If I'm not going over what I'm going to say and I'm not talking out loud, not just in my head, before I start recording, then when I hit the record button, I'm going to start getting nervous and I'm going to start messing up right off the bat. Whereas if I'm talking to myself and, I might look a little crazy, but going over what I'm going to say and talking out loud prior to recording, it really does help with how it comes out and how smooth it runs, and I don't stumble over my words as much. But like I said, this recording podcasts, I started this way back in 2017, and I got off track towards the end of 17, and then I did not touch it again in 18. So now I'm going back to the basics and learning about it and trying to learn, about SEO, how to get keywords into my podcast, the title and description, so it can get discovered, and then determining where I want to go with my podcast, because I want to talk about business related things. I want to talk about eBay and Amazon and growing my business. But this is ultimately about my journey, and as I'm building my side hustles, my side businesses, I want to share what I'm learning and how I'm becoming a full-time entrepreneur instead of just side hustles in addition to my full-time job. So I'm sharing my journey. That's the whole point of the podcast, but I also want to be sharing knowledge and helping people along the way, and people that are interested in either starting their own business or selling on eBay and Amazon. I've been in the business world for a long time, but I have not yet made the leap into full-time entrepreneurship, supporting myself 100% on my side hustle. So that's my goal, and it is very, very attainable. I'm getting awfully close to making that leap, and I'm going to be trying to document my journey as I go through my podcast. Another thing I'm running into is the audio. When I first started, I was recording off an Android phone that was not the best. It wasn't picking up the volume very well, and it picked up a lot of background sound. Now I'm recording off an iPhone, and it's much better. The sound quality is good. However, it does pick up a lot of background sound. And so at some point, I'm going to have to figure out how to record. I'll either have to switch to a desktop recording off my desktop completely, or see if I can somehow connect my mic to my phone and record that way, so I can get rid of some of the background sound that my phone is picking up. But anyway, I'm learning through this process. It's definitely a learning experience. If you have any tips on running a podcast or recording a podcast, if you have any tips for recording a podcast or just tips in general for how to make a better podcast, feel free to share them. I'm still in the learning process and improving. Each one I feel is improving, specifically, hopefully the volume and the nervousness will definitely go down. Hopefully it will go away at some point, but at this point, you know, as I'm doing more and more of these, each one is a little better and I'm able to record it for the most part in one take. I'm not going back. When I first started trying to get back into it, my first recording of this year, I think I recorded it probably 10 times. I'd start talking and within 30 seconds, I'd stop it and be like, nope, I screwed up. I started stumbling over my words. And instead of just going through it and recording it, and then if I didn't like it, I could start over. I was trying to make it perfect to start with, and I'm not perfect. It's not going to be the perfect podcast, but it will improve over time, and that's what I'm looking for. So anyway, thanks for listening. The final issue I was running into, and this is perhaps the biggest issue, and it didn't have to do with the speaking issues or the getting nervous when I start recording. It's finding the time. And I don't mean getting a few minutes here and there in my day to record, but finding the time free of distractions and background sound. That is probably one of the biggest hurdles that I've come across. And it never fails. Whenever I'm in the mood to record, whenever I have that free time, and let's say my kids are distracted, they're watching TV or they're playing on the computer, they're doing something. And to me, I don't think they're paying any attention to what I'm doing. So I slip off into the back room or I go outside trying to get some space so you're not going to hear the yelling and screaming and playing in the background. And within, you know, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 1 minute, here comes one little kid or two or three, and it never fails. And even when I'm, you know, in my car on my way home and I think, okay, I'm going to record a quick segment right before I go in. I'll pull up thinking I'm going to have, you know, 5 minutes or so to sit in my car and record. And I pull up and my neighbor's outside working on his car, playing loud music, banging around on the engine. You know, he's doing something out there. And it doesn't matter if I haven't seen him out there for the entire week. When I'm going to record, for whatever reason, somebody's outside making extra noise, or the neighbor will be outside, you know, blowing leaves or something. So, you know, and that's just part of life. That happens. But finding time, dedicated time, where I can take 5 minutes to record a segment and put it together for an episode for a podcast, that's one of my biggest hurdles. And I am working on finding time, you know, finding out when I can squeeze it in, when I see the opportunities present themselves. So, for example, when I recorded the first segment for this podcast, I did it after the kids went to dance class in between my clients. So I was waiting for my next client to arrive, and I had maybe, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and I recorded a quick segment. So I really need to work on finding the opportunities when they present themselves and jumping on them and recording right then, not thinking, oh, I'm going to record later in the day, and then I don't have that opportunity because I cannot be free of the distractions while I'm recording. So anyway, thanks for listening. Leave any comments on Anchor FM if you have any questions.